In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So are you a disciple or are you an apostle? Are you both? Might be. Maybe by the end of the sermon you'll decide that you do both. You are disciples of Christ and you are apostles of Christ, the ones sent. Not just learners, but ones sent. You drew the old guy today. So, the 19th of June, Rachel and I were both ordained to the diaconate a few years apart. In my case, about 44 years ago. And that wasn't the beginning of ministry for me. The beginning of ministry for me was when I came to this church the first time. You learn by watching, don't you? You know, I played football, and I always learned better by watching the coach do something first, and then I tried to imitate that. And so when I came here, I saw people who were compassionate. Busy people who took the time to be kind to an 8-year-old and to explain things to an 8-year-old. And just recently, one of my mentors, one of my brilliant apostles, Albert Salmon, whose family was a part of this parish for many, many years. Albert was in charge of the junior YPF with Audrey Wing, and I was a junior YPF kid. I was usually one of the first guys here, and I knew how to break into the room upstairs where we had our meetings. And so my friend Rob Nolan and I would go in there and set the place up for the meeting. Albert was a kind, gentle, loving person and a local guy here. He had a little red Volvo that he used to. We went down to Playa del Rey for picnics and stuff as a group, and I always wanted to ride in the Volvo. And each one of the people who I came in contact with here at this church exercised what I like to call micro-compassion. Compassion is a word in the New Testament. In Greek, it means your insides roil over what you see of suffering in front of you. When it says Jesus saw them, those helpless sheep without a shepherd who wasn't ripping them off, he had compassion on them. His stomachs rolled. The Hebrew word is the word for womb. It's a feeling a mother has for a child when the child is hurting. And Jesus had compassion. And his disciples were there as learners to see what it looked like to become compassionate. And this is before he sends them, they see what he does. Your compassion moves you to heal, to include those who had been excluded, to send them back into community to love and serve God, and to be micro-compassionate folks. So when I came here, I was a disciple in training to become a compassionate person. I probably took a little longer than most to learn, but I had wonderful teachers here, just as the apostles had wonderful teacher. But I had a whole bunch of teachers. I'm going to tell you a story about how compassion looks outside the church, but because I was a member of this parish, I eventually saw it being done by someone who wasn't part of our community. I was here when I was third grade, and I was selling newspapers in Hermosa Beach. Yes, they had newspapers in those days. And they had a lot of them, the Mirror, the LA Times, the Herald Examiner, the Daily Breeze. And I carried them all, trying to sell them, you know, on the street corners. And It was getting close to Valentine's Day, the day of the heart. And I went to the local Gill Drugs down there on Pier Avenue, and I said to the lady there, "How much for that big, beautiful red heart?" And she told me, and I put my money that I'd earned on the counter, and she said, "Oh, I'm sorry. You don't have enough money yet." So I took the money back, and I took off, and I started selling more papers. And I came back again. I put the money down, and her name was Mrs. Stidham. And she said, "Oh, I'm so sorry. It's not enough yet." So I picked my money up, and I left. Now, I didn't know this was happening, but there was this gentleman who lived in Hermosa. He always had a suit on, and it was always kind of disheveled and dirty, and he had a hat on. You know, he looked like something out of the 1920s or 30s. And I used to see him behind the Safeway that was down there going through the thrown-out vegetables in the back of the store. And I realized that he was someone who didn't have a lot. So when I went back in the third time, I held my money out, and the lady behind the counter, Mrs. Stidham, said, "You have just the right amount." And I got the Valentine heart, and I took it home. I gave it to my mom. Fast forward to my sophomore year in college, and my mom said, "You know, you didn't have enough money for that beautiful heart you gave me." I said, "I didn't." She said, "I did." She goes, "No. The gentleman who you knew down there, the older gentleman, he saw you. He saw you. And something moved him with the little that he had to make up the difference." That's compassion. And that's what we're called to be, compassionate, to be an apostle, to be one sent out into the world, is simply learning from Jesus or from whatever source, whatever Holy Spirit works in your heart, to instead of becoming a microaggressor, become a micro-compassionate person. Offer compassion rather than aggression. Lord knows the shepherds of the world are doing enough of the aggressing. But in the world in which we have some control, we're offered the ministry of the apostles. And we're in the school of discipleship here at St. Cross, and perhaps in our families, to reach out and become the compassionate presence in the world, in a world where those sheep are getting torn apart. And maybe we've been torn apart, but maybe the compassionate heart of God is what we can offer in the world that we live in. This is a time for this church to become what it's always been, but even more so, to reach out in your daily lives and to offer what no one else will offer, the chance to be loved, the chance to know that somebody cares. And if we spent our time doing that, we'd have a lot less time to be doing microaggressions, wouldn't we? And so, on this wonderful, beautiful day, this day when the Holy Spirit continues to enliven the church and speak to us about that love, I pray that this church will continue to be here in service to God, filled with disciples who at least will learn the first lesson of discipleship, which is compassion. Amen.